I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Scandal? Canada? Isn't that like clean elections in Haiti? Yes, dear listeners, scandal is gripping government offices in Toronto. Admittedly, it's a fairly pallid scandal, money shuffled here and there, but it's threatening the once solid stature of the ruling Liberal Party, and as Richard Reynolds reports, the allegations have already complicated plans for a May election.
In 1995, after secessionists in Quebec narrowly lost a referendum to separate from Canada, the government of then-Prime Minister Jean Chrétien created a program to show the Canadian flag in Quebec at a range of public events. Canada's Auditor General, an independent watchdog who monitors the government, tabled a damning report 2 weeks ago about abuses in that program. According to the Auditor General, much of the $250 million was not spent on showing the flag. Instead, it was channeled through a number of government-owned companies to advertising agencies which were friendly to the government. Those companies included the National Passenger Railway, the Post Office, and a bank. Prime Minister Paul Martin suspended the heads of those three companies pending a further investigation. After the ad agencies got their money, no one is sure what happened to it. According to the Auditor General, if the agencies did any work for the fees, they did very little. Paul Cox is the national editor of Canada's prestigious national newspaper, The Globe and Mail.
All of these facts were generally known. They hadn't been brought together in one place before. The Auditor General, who's a very persuasive public speaker, actually got angry and said she was outraged, and it was her performance and her report that focused people's anger on it and brought it all together for people in a way that, 4 years of newspaper reporting really hadn't done.
2 weeks ago, it appeared that nothing could bring down the political juggernaut that is Canada's Liberal Party and its new leader, Prime Minister Paul Martin. Nelson Wiseman teaches political science at the University of Toronto.
Well, the government is in disarray. It's plummeted in the polls in 4 weeks from 48% to 35%.
The Prime Minister, who only took over the reins of his party in December, has countered any suggestion that he was involved. But at the time the money was being siphoned off, Martin was Finance Minister, the second most powerful job in the government. Martin has made enormous efforts to defend himself, including spending 2 hours on a national phone-in radio program on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
If the question is, did I know that people were kiting checks, that people were making payments that were inappropriate, did I know all of those things that are detailed by the Auditor General? The answer is absolutely not. I did not know that.
Martin has created an inquiry headed by a judge, and a police investigation has also been initiated to determine if there was any criminal wrongdoing. But that may not be enough to deflect the serious political damage. The Liberals' prime competitor is the Conservative Party, which is in disarray since it was formed late last year by the merger of two other right-wing parties. But that is no longer considered to be a bar from their winning the next election. Paul Cox.
The Liberals had intended to call an election this spring. That may now be off because they are vulnerable. It was believed that they would win a tremendous majority. Now it's possible that the Conservatives, who don't even have a leader yet, could defeat them.
Many observers here believe the reaction to the scandal has less to do with the money and more to do with the widespread perception that the Liberal Party, which has governed for 11 years, has become arrogant. If that's the case, the Liberals will have a very tough time regaining their previously potent political muscle. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Toronto.